For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Last week, Professor Bill Martin, a senior fellow at the James A. Baker III Institute for Public Policy at Rice University, had an op-ed in the Houston Chronicle calling for safe needle exchange.
What's striking about this, Dean, is that the CDC estimates that only 1,300 cases nationwide would need to be prevented annually to make a full-scale national program of syringe exchange economically effective. And some studies estimate that preventing only 2 cases a year would offset the cost of most local programs. So it's really, it seems to me to be, a no-brainer. But obviously not everyone agrees, and the federal government has refused to provide any money for needle exchange and is now contemplating placing a ban on even talking about it or giving any money to organizations that do provide needle exchange programs.
Well, let's talk about those communities that already provide some means of needle exchange. Some have to do it surreptitiously, others do it with government approval. And many countries around this world have done the same. Let's talk about their results.
Well, perhaps the best example, the clearest example, the one that's been followed very closely is Australia. Australia was a pioneer in providing such programs, and it's an instructive model since numerous observers have seen similarities between Australia and Texas. In October 2002, an Australian report assessing a 10-year return on investment in needle exchange and syringe programs, that was the title of it, it estimated that needle exchange programs had resulted in the avoidance of 25,000 cases of HIV and 21,000 cases of hepatitis C, which, as you know, is the most serious variant of that disease, over the decade of the 1990s. And the financial return was equally impressive, an investment of $71.8 million figured in U.S. dollars rather than Australian, resulted in a savings of somewhere between $1.3 and $4.1 billion. Now, if you go beyond Australia, researchers for this same report examined data from 103 cities worldwide, which amounted to an aggregate of 778 years of experience with these programs. And they found that, on average, cities with needle exchange programs had an average annual decrease in HIV cases of 18.6%. Cities without such programs had an average 8.1% increase.
It seems to me the federal government would rather that intravenous drug users die. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.